You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with the series on the Sabbath, and we're going to pick up where we left off. We're talking about common anti-Sabbath arguments that Sunday keepers typically use for justification for violating the fourth commandment. So we discussed earlier about Colossians 2, 16 and 17 and how it does not apply to the Sabbath and holy days. If you keep them, you're going to be judged by all of the pagans and you're living in a Gentile city. If you don't keep them, which is the opposite of what they teach, then nobody's going to judge you because nobody's keeping them. So, see, the Ten Commandments are not a shadowy thing. They don't point forward. Towards prophecy and things like that. Yes, they do. But they point backwards all the way to creation. Take a look at Exodus 8 through 11, chapter 28 through 11. And, you know, the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Well, why would God tell us to remember? Because he knew it would be forgotten. He knew it would be abandoned by most people that claim to have a relationship. But let's take a look at another one. Romans chapter 14, verse 5. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Many people apply this to keeping the Sabbath, but that's not correct. Neither the word Sabbath is not in there. And yet they never, when they talk about this to try and justify not keeping the Sabbath, they never think about what they're doing. They're esteeming Sunday above any other, or Wednesday evening. And somehow those are holy. It's not a holy. It's not a Sabbath. You know, it's a tradition of man. Wednesday evening, Bible study, and Sunday morning services. But the Sunday part is in violation of the fourth commandment. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye not, but receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. That's Romans 14, verse 1. You know, this is over disputes over doubtful things. The Sabbath is not a doubtful thing. It's carved in stone with God's finger. All of the Ten Commandments are certainly not doubtful. Let's take a look at another one. I think we got time for this one. Galatians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. You observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you. Just like Romans 14, he's not talking about the Sabbath. It's not talking about the fourth commandment. If you continue to read read before that, verses 8 through 10, but turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereupon ye desire again to be in bondage. You observe days and months and times and years. See, bondage, days, months, time, Christmas, Ishtar, the festival of Lupercana, Valentine's Day, all pagan holidays, all things that are observed by the Gentiles, not by God's people. Paul rebukes these things. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.